Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Yo, welcome in on a New Year's Eve. Yes, we are live. You hear that? Yes, it is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio, a funky flashback Friday. We will do it live, Bill. Rob Parker, along with Martin Weiss, in for Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
We will, Bill. And what a show we have for you today. Of course, college football playoffs underway. One down, another game to go. No surprise for me. We'll talk about that. We got some NFL stuff to talk about as well as the season winds down. And it was also a sad day today. Betty White, the last Golden Girl, passed away at age 99, about 2 weeks away from her 100th birthday. A real icon. You know how special the Golden Girls are to me. And we will have a tribute later on in the show for Betty White, a true television icon whose first show was literally in like 1947 when television started. That's how long ago she's been on television.
From the beginning.
And so, yep, the very, very beginning, Martin Weiss. And Betty White gone at 99, but will never, ever be forgotten. Let's welcome in Mr. Martin Weiss. How are you, Martin?
I'm doing well, Rob. I'm on the edge of my seat. My stomach is a little tight. I'm not sure if it was the burrito pre-show or if it's the fact that Michigan is kicking off in the biggest game of my personal Michigan fandom career so far.
Yes, for people who don't know, Martian gave all his shekels to Michigan. He has a sheepskin from Michigan. He does have another one from USC, which is pretty impressive, but the one from Michigan will do for now. So he's a little excited about that game. But let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio show without them. Alex Teichert is our engineer, and we are playing Teichert's Tower of Trivia tonight.
I'm excited for that, honestly.
A New Year's Eve edition. You know, Alex, if it's a holiday, Alex is working. So is Steve DeSager, who's on the update desk. And yours truly, the three of us, Rob, if it's a holiday, Parker, we're working. And Bo is our producer. Bo and I worked this morning with TJ Houshmandzadeh. We did the Dan Patrick Show.
So hey, I
Bo
know that
and
guy.
I, a doubleheader. Alex, a doubleheader. He was on the lot, right, today?
That's right. I was with the Herd all week.
That's right. So, Martin, we are ready to go. And before we even talk about, let's talk about what just transpired. Cincinnati, Alabama, I heard a lot of people hemming and hawing. We had a guy on this morning, and I asked him to give me a prediction. He was like, I think Cincinnati will keep it close. 6.5 yards a carry, 300 yards on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, keep it close. I will say, It did seem like Cincinnati. I don't say they didn't feel like they didn't deserve to be here. I don't feel like it got out of hand really until the fourth quarter. In the first half, I felt like they were competing, and through the third quarter, I felt like they
were
competing.
Did you ever think they were going to win the game while Alabama's getting 6.5 yards a carry?
No, I didn't think they were going to win. But I don't think like that. But I don't think that anybody's going to beat Alabama this year.
But here's my thing, Martin. I think the powers that be secretly, obviously, they want Alabama to be in a championship, okay? And I'm sorry, Cincinnati. I lived there for 2 years. I worked at the Cincinnati Enquirer. It's a great town. But they want Alabama in the championship, okay? It would have been a hell of a college football story had Cincinnati upset Alabama. But they want the Blue Bloods. They want the big guys in the big game. And deep down, Martin, I do feel like the powers that be are happy. I'm like, see, you got what you wanted. You got your Cincinnati.
Well, I'll say this. You're traditionalist. I don't know if you want to say the powers at B in terms of, I can't imagine. Are you alleging there's some big college football conspiracy to ensure that this game was? Okay, what are we saying? What are the powers at B?
The powers that be who had to give in to be like, okay, we're putting in this Cincinnati because they were undefeated, and people would be crying bloody murder if they didn't get their chance, and they got their chance. So now down the road, when another school of this ilk, Cincinnati, they can go, come on, we're not doing it. We saw what happened the last time we let one of these schools, and thank God it wasn't 56-0. It wasn't going to be that. Cincinnati was 13-0. They weren't going to get blown out. But when you give up 6.5 yards a carry, you're not winning many football games, if any. You just aren't.
Well, no. I mean, obviously, that's why Alabama won pretty handily. But I think the overarching point was, of this football season, did they deserve to be in the college football playoff? Did they deserve, had they earned it? And I feel like today, they don't have anything to really hang their heads on. I think they got beaten by a better team, but I think this would have happened to the fourth best team in college football, regardless of who it was. Whoever was going to play Alabama leading into the college football playoff with all the time for Nick Saban to prepare, this is the outcome. If it's Cincinnati, this is the outcome. If it's any of the other teams that are in the playoff right now, especially for the first game of the playoff.
Yeah, I get that. But the point is, then you could go with some of the other bigger schools who can lose to Alabama as well. That's all I'm saying. And this was a unique year because they were undefeated. I mean, they were undefeated, and they were the 4th seed. Everybody else had a loss, but they were the 4th seed.
To me, if you don't reward going undefeated with an idea, like, then what's the point of all of this, right?
The point of all of this is having the big schools making as much money and getting as big ratings as you can. I mean, let's just keep it real. It's not that if Cincinnati would have won, it would have been a great story, and college football would have had to embrace it, and then people would have perked up and said, Cincinnati beat Alabama? What? You know what I mean? It would have been a huge story. So, I mean, they would have taken it, but I'm just saying it just, to me, gives another example of, you know, we've been waiting for the mid-major to win in the basketball March Madness. Oh, yeah, you know, yeah, mid-major. Still waiting. They haven't broken through. Sure, they've been to the championship game. Sure, they've won some big games. still haven't won a championship.
Well, it's,
and until we get a Cincinnati-like team beating an Alabama, then I think people will change some of their minds.
Well, that's the only way that it can happen. If it's the only way a Cincinnati-like team can beat an Alabama-like team is if when Cincinnati goes 12-0, you reward them and put them in the college football playoff. That's the only way that it can happen. And it's not like Cincinnati didn't try to schedule tough opponents this year. It's just like what they scheduled the Indiana team that fell down towards the end of the year. They beat Notre Dame, who, like, weirdly enough, would have been the other team or one of the other teams in consideration for this spot.
I feel like you enjoyed this game. You felt like, wow, I got to see Cincinnati. They were 13-0. Wow, they were a great team. What a great ball game. Is that how you feel?
What is my enjoyment?
I'm asking you.
What is me, Martin Weiss, my enjoyment
are
have
you
to
on
do.
The radio today or no?
I am I'm on the radio
you,
today.
Did you enjoy the game, yay or nay?
Not necessarily, but I mean, okay. I expected this out of any team that was going to see Alabama after the way that they played in the SEC championship game. That's what I was just expecting this out of whoever was going to play. This is the way this movie would have played out regardless of who was wearing the other jersey. I think that Cincinnati absolutely deserved to wear the other jersey, though, based off everything they did in the regular season. Simply because they lost here by 21 points doesn't invalidate what happened since August of this year.
No, it just validates what people have been saying, that they really don't belong in the –
they
really
do belong. You know what? If they didn't belong, then the team like Notre Dame, who would have been in that place, should have beat them. Then they wouldn't have belonged. Like, I don't understand. Like, who else should have been there? Make the argument for anybody else, and there's holes in it. Cincinnati's the only one, because you know what is in their loss column? A zero with one hole, and it's only around the zero.
I know, but that's the only school when you look at some of the other. I can't remember the breakdown of the schools that they played that were common, and the difference was Cincinnati won by a combined score of 20-something, and Alabama won by a combined score of 90-something. There's a big gap in between those schools. So my point is that they're not on the same playing field, and is it a futile exercise, or is this real? Is there a real chance that a Cincinnati can win? That's all. I'm not. They played more. They didn't get embarrassed.
But the chance that a Cincinnati can win is almost just as real. I mean,
Winning a national championship.
In
your lifetime, you're going to watch Cincinnati win a college football championship.
I'll see Cincinnati. I mean, that's a stupid bet to make that I would pick Cincinnati out of all these programs. I can't tell you what Cincinnati's going to look like in 5 years.
Yeah, but they were 13-0 this year.
But I'm telling you this though. I don't think it's a futile exercise in general because Alabama is always the best team. Right, so if you want to go to that argument, then nobody should play college football, and they should just award the trophy to Alabama every single year.
Well,
expand
the playoffs.
So often a Dabo Sweeney will come through and break through, and then what happens? Alabama comes right back.
So should we expand the playoffs and let 12 or 24 teams play after watch, and more Cincinnati's in the college playoff? This is the argument against opening it up because even some of the big boys get beat up by Alabama and whatnot. So what are you really doing?
Why don't we just cancel the sport then, Rob, and just crown Alabama already? There's a reason to play the games. That's why you play the games.
That's how automatic it is. I mean, almost, and that's the sad part, is that there isn't a lot of competition when you get there. That's why having a bigger playoff doesn't make any sense to me. It just doesn't.
It makes all the sense in the world to me because why would you not want to have more football? Why would you not want to have kids have more opportunity to compete for a title?
If it's not going to be competitive and everybody don't have a chance to win, I'm not for it. I'd like to see some competition.
Well, then I don't know why you watch college football then or even discuss it.
I don't watch it that much for that reason. You're 100% right.
I don't understand what your argument is. It's like your argument is like the Yankees are too good, so they shouldn't have
the
wild card teams in the playoffs.
The Yankees haven't won a World Series in 12 years.
A team is so good that they shouldn't even let wild card teams in. Why would they
different.
Even care?
College
why would,
football is different.
Why?
Because it's the same three or four schools. Come on, Martin. Don't act like it's some... it's a wide open.
How many
affair.
Franchises have won NBA finals in the last 20 years?
10.
Really?
Yep.
Because, I mean, like, it's you 10. Have. I mean, seriously, it's like, I don't.
Cleveland, Golden State, the Warriors.
Which is Golden State?
I mean, Cleveland, the Warriors. I got a couple other on my.
You missing Toronto? No. It's in the last 10 years.
Yeah, Toronto.
Yeah, San Antonio doesn't count. That's
Milwaukee.
Three.
Milwaukee.
That's
five
four.
Right there without even
thinking.
No, that's
four, Rob. That's four.
San Antonio won 10 years ago, Martin. What are you talking about?
All right. In any event.
They won 10 years ago. There's five right there.
All right.
The whole point of what I'm trying to say is, all of those LeBron James was a part of. No,
we're not going there. All right, let me move on.
No, wait. The Eastern Conference was won by LeBron for like what, 9 years straight, right? So why they even play basketball in the East?
877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Did you get what you wanted?
If you're not
did
the best caller, don't even call in. You know what I'm saying? Because we only want the Alabama of callers. You know what I'm saying? If you're an average caller, don't bother. Even if you went undefeated in the regular season.
Did you get what you wanted with Cincinnati being in? Do you feel better now about college football because they let the little guy get in and compete with Alabama? How was it watching the 6.5 yards a carry? Did you enjoy that? How did your Doritos taste watching Cincinnati today? Are you happy now? College football opened it up and we got a taste of something different. We want to hear from you. It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. I'm fired up on New Year's Eve. Rob Parker, Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. Stick and stay.
Everyone watching garbage college football in the U.S. of A.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Welcome in on a funky flashback Friday. It is the Odd Couple, Rob Parker, Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
That's right, Bill. And real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Yes, Martin Weiss, what we got on the college football? Still 7-0?
Yeah, it's still 7-0. Georgia's driving.
Again?
Don't worry about it. They're driving. Georgia's driving. It's all right. They went for it on 4th-and-3 in questionable territory. The receiver was open, but you just got to execute. That's the biggest thing with analytics going forward. I know we don't have a segment on this, but as a quick aside.
Yeah, don't derail the show,
coaches want to. All these coaches want to go for it on 4th-and-1, 4th-and-2, 4th-and-3. I don't care. As long as you make a play call and you have your guys go out there and execute the play. Don't go out there on 4th-down and get a false start. Don't go out there on 4th-down and have a ball and just miscommunicate. That's unexcusable to me in any event. There you go. That's my 30-second rant. As somebody who had Chargers +3 versus Kansas City Chiefs Thursday night a couple weeks ago. Goodness gracious.
Hey, you sound bitter. I get it. I understand. All right, let's talk about the Seattle Seahawks and Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll. You know, they're out of the playoff race, going to have a losing record. They're 5-10. Ugly loss to the Bears, Martin. I mean, you know, I was watching that game at your crib. Mm-hmm. And not a pretty sight. I was not happy. Had a chance to win some shekels in that. And that was ugly. They were up 17-7 and wound up losing on a two-point conversion at the end of the game. But the future. Russell Wilson finally talked about the future and could this next game be his last game in Seattle. He said he hopes not. But we got sound. And remember, it was just a year ago, Martin, in the offseason, where he was belly aching, not happy with not having input and where the team was going and directions, and his camp put out teams that he would be willing to go because he has a no-trade clause in his contract. So wherever he goes, he has a say. Let's hear Russell Wilson.
You mentioned that maybe this could be your last game with the Seahawks in Seattle. Just kind of curious if that's something you think is realistic and if that's something that's going through your mind at all, that maybe Sunday could be your last game at Lumen.
I think that, you know, you never know, but I think that for me personally, I hope it's not. I was saying I hope it's not, but I was also saying that in terms of the preparation, I also know that the reality is that it won't be my last game in NFL period. So every day you have to give everything you have.
I get it. And there are people, Pete Carroll, Martin, you heard Pete Carroll basically say that we could get this fixed and turned around. We don't need to rebuild, retool. That Jamal Adams trade was bad for Seattle, right? That didn't work out. And they lost draft picks. They gave up draft picks. They need draft picks. The best thing that they offer is Russell Wilson to be able to get some draft picks to rebuild this. It's not the Legion of Boom anymore. That's been long gone. You can't live in the past and think, well, we're not that far. The NFC West is a tough division as well. And it's great to have a quarterback, and I understand it. The naysayers are like, you may never get another star quarterback like Russell Wilson. And you're right. That could happen. But the way that the team is set up now, even having him, you're not going to win again.
Well, and also, too, can we play that sound one more time if we have
you
it
didn't
available?
Hear it? Yeah,
no, I
did. Waxing your ears?
I just want to, just because I think we missed an important part of it.
You mentioned that maybe this could be your last game with the Seahawks in Seattle. Just kind of curious if that's something you think is realistic and if that's something that's going through your mind at all, that maybe Sunday could be your last game at Lumen?
I think that, you know, you never know, but I think that for me personally, I hope it's not, I was saying.
So, if you notice, the reporter's question, I don't know his name at the moment, forgive me, please. He said to Russell, you mentioned this might be your last game in Seattle. This was unsolicited. Russell Wilson brought up, you know, I heard you guys ask Bobby Wagner, who may retire at the end of the year. This may be your last game in Seattle. How do you feel about it? Russell Wilson goes up, who's actively planning on not retiring at the end of the year, as evidenced by the rest of that quote. He goes and says, I heard you guys ask Bobby about all that. Could it be your last game? Yeah, like, well, the thing about Russell Wilson is he wants to get these messages out, but he doesn't want anybody to ever be mad at him.
Right.
Like
he's one of those guys.
That's
no
what
doubt
it
about
is.
It.
That's all it is. He doesn't ever want anybody. He wants to, you know, he wants to be able to have, I don't, not that he would ever lose any of these endorsements.
Martin, you got a Michigan score update?
No, I don't. We'll wait for Steve. We'll wait for the update at the bottom of the hour to update the damn Michigan score. How about that, okay?
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now back to the matter at hand and Russell Wilson, who injured his hand earlier in this season. Goodness gracious. Can we stay on focus? You want to derail the show? Exactly.
Okay.
But no. But Russell Wilson, earlier in the summer, he has a no-trade clause, but he gives his list of teams. That's like, you know, if you're married, Rob, you don't talk about the four or five women that you would break up with your wife to go
right,
and be married.
That I would marry, right. No, you tell her, if this doesn't work out between us. You know what? You know Susie, your co-worker at the job, I might get with her.
Yeah, you know, I love this team I'm with right now. I love this woman I'm with right now. But, hey, you know, if that one over there became available, I may have to reconsider. It's just like it's absurdity, and the way that he frames it is in such a way that it's like, well, you know, I would really just love to be here, but you know, it might not. No one asked him if he was going to leave Seattle in this press conference. He brought it up. He doesn't want to be there. So I think that absolutely the Seattle Seahawks should be looking into trading him, because it's evident he doesn't want to be there.
And here's the thing, and if Pete Carroll's not with it, Bill Belichick just did it. He just said, you know, all right, they'd rather get rid of Brady a year early than a year too late. And they took a hit last year, Martin. They didn't make the playoffs, but they're back. It's not like it's the end of the world. And he's an older coach like Pete Carroll. And the Pete Carroll with this idea, if he's not interested, Martin, in rebuilding this and getting it back, then maybe he's not the coach. Maybe you need to go get a new coach and quarterback. But you need to do something with this franchise. I can't understand why people are so afraid to move off of people. It happens. The Indianapolis Colts, I mean, and granted, Peyton Manning was injured. They could have waited for him and said, he gives us our best chance. We'll wait for his back to be fused back together, Martin, right? They could have. He came back and played. They could have waited for him. They didn't. The Packers didn't want to wait around for Brett Favre to make up his mind whether he's going to keep retire, unretire. They just said, okay, good. We got Aaron Rodgers sitting here. He's been sitting here for 3 years. We believe he can play, and they went on their way. Brett Favre continued to play well. Remember, he went to the Jets, played well for them, mm-hmm. went to Minnesota, got them to the NFC Championship game before he threw that pick late in the game to lose it.
Tracy Porter.
But he did get them there.
Threw it to Tracy Porter. I'll never forget that.
Remember that?
Play.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He threw it across his body. Just a terrible throw. Just a terrible throw.
But also, it's just this to me, it seems like if you look at the rest of the NFC West and what the Seahawks are going to be competing against in the rest of the year, you have the perfect example. Matt Stafford was traded from the Lions to the Rams, and we both have ties in Detroit. I mean, sure, there's some fans in Detroit who are like, you know, bump Matt Stafford. I don't care about what happens to him now that he's a Ram. But overwhelmingly, the average Detroit Lions fan is happy to see Stafford succeed. Wish that it happened in Detroit, but is happy to see him succeed. You know, he went out there and he played hard for the time that he was a Lion. Did it all work out? No. But he was out there, he was doing his, he was trying his best, right? And I feel like overwhelmingly that would be the response if Russell Wilson would just shut up and allow himself to be traded. Right. Instead of and just go to management and say, hey, man, you know, look, this isn't working. We don't have a first round pick until, you know, my kid graduates from college because we traded him all for Jamal Adams. Trade me. Go get some first round picks. It'll work for Seattle. It'll send me here and send them to New Orleans and it'll all be fine. Just go ahead.
What do you make of the list of these three places? The Saints, Pittsburgh or the New York Football Giants, and that's got to be for Wifey, the New York Football Giants. That can't be because Gettleman is a bad GM. Joe Judge, I'd rather take Judge Judy at this point. I mean, the Giants are a mess. So that the Giants are on his list can only be that they want to be in New York, right?
Yeah, I think
that could be the only reason.
I think that's the aspect of it, like similar reasons to why we, you know, when LeBron came to Los Angeles, it's like, well, you know, he probably can turn the Lakers into a championship contender, which they were for a while, and then he's a lot easier to make. You know, it's a lot easier to film Space Jam 2 when it's 20 minutes away from the house than it is, a 3-hour flight. So I can imagine that, especially Russ and with Sierra and her business ventures.
But she can sing anywhere, I guess. But
she's much more than even a singer at this point. Like in terms of Sierra's new music, I can't imagine that too many people are clocking for her newest single. She's more Sierra the icon at this point, where I'm sure she's making more appearances than anything.
What team do you like? I mean, obviously you're from New Orleans originally. You grew up as a Saints fan. Do you like the fit there? Pittsburgh has pieces. They have a defense. Pittsburgh's kind of a pretty blue-collar city. I don't know if Sierra and Russ would like that town. You know, it's an acquired taste, Pittsburgh. Have you been there, Martin?
I've never been to Pittsburgh.
It's an acquired taste. Used to be a steel city. You know, like, it's blue collar is what it is.
Well,
not ritzy at all.
Well, at the end of the day, you know, the idea that Sierra is spending, you know, 300 days of the year wherever Russ's team is at is not realistic, right? That's not happening. But, like, she's probably over only there during the football season at the most in general. But to me, just from a football sense, I know this. If I was a quarterback and I wanted a new team, watching this season, I watched the Saints hold Tom Brady to 0 points, and they won the game 9-0. I see this Saints
defense. Who pitched that game? That was unbelievable.
Exactly. That's like this: the games that the Saints are losing, this because literally they have the worst offense in football, if not, for any team that's near contention. But like it's a per play basis, it's up there with the Jags and the Jets and the New Orleans Saints, and two of those guys are starting rookie quarterbacks and the other one's starting a tight end at quarterback, so there you go. If I was a quarterback like Russell Wilson, I got 3 or 4 years left playing at the highest level I could extend, you know, for 4 or 5 depending on my situation. I'd look at Drew Brees and see how he just walked out of the door, and New Orleans is the easiest choice for me. Not even on a homer thing. It doesn't make any sense.
Not Pittsburgh, though. I mean, they got a great coach, right? I mean, both coaches have won Super Bowls, right?
I mean, sure.
So you got that. I'm just trying to look at the two sides.
Both
have good defenses.
Okay, but then you're looking, if you want to win Super Bowls, you go to Pittsburgh.
Kamara's a better runner. They got a better running game.
All right, but also look at the competition. You're going to be in the same conference as Patrick Mahomes, as Justin Herbert, as you know, so a lot of the new and up-and-coming arms are in the AFC. If you're in the NFC, sure, you got Tom Brady, but if you play for the Saints, you might be able to knock him out before you even get to the playoffs.
Yeah. All right, 877-99 on Fox.
And Aaron Rodgers in the NFC is too, as well, obviously, but we're talking about how old he is now, even though he's still playing at a high level. The NFC, to me, seems much more wide open over the next 10 years than the AFC does.
877-996-6369. You want to weigh in. What would you do if you were running the ownership GM front office in Seattle? Would you trade away Russell Wilson? Would you fire Pete Carroll? Would you just retool and keep everything as is and add a couple pieces and with some tape and some glue and some ice pop sticks? I mean, what would you do to try to get this thing turned around in Seattle as they suffer through a miserable season and going nowhere fast? We'll hear from you next. It is The Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio on a Funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker, Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. Stick and stay.
If you're a
Mr. Unlimited
fan in the U.S. of A.
Nice. Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
I'm George Wrighster, host of the Wrighster or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio on a funky flashback Friday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob Parker, Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. And do you think it's okay to drive stone? The truth is your reaction time slows way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, rubbing it on, edibles, smoking it, whatever, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI, paid for by NHTSA. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Chance for you to hop in if you've had a hard time trying to get through the Odd Couple here on this New Year's Eve. We know people are preparing, watching some football, got a night plan. Just be safe tonight. Be careful, but enjoy yourself as we bring in 2022. And Martin, I'm sure we got people who want to jump in on this conversation. We're talking about Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. What do you do? How do you fix the future of this franchise? We want to hear from you.
Let's go to Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple.
What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. Happy New Year, Rob.
Happy New Year, Andre.
Martin.
Thanks, you know, buddy. Exciting. Happy New Year to you, too.
Yes, indeed. But if I'm the Seattle Seahawks, I'm looking at what the L.A. Lakers were experiencing in 2004, even though I know, you know, Shaq and Kobe, that they don't necessarily have that second fiddle. But I'm doing whatever I can, if I'm ownership, to convince Russell Wilson to stay and then to see how we can build this thing going forward. The fact of the matter is, Pete Carroll, yes, good coach, did his thing at USC, did his thing in NFL. He's 70 years old, so he's on the downside of his career. And Rob, you're 100% right. There's a lot of money in Russell Wilson's contract that's tied up. But if I can find possibly a connection between him and a Byron Leftwich, or him and an Eric Bieniemy, or who the next hot innovative coach is, to pair those two together and to try to build that thing going forward, that's my best bet. I think Russell Wilson, obviously he has a lot of charisma, high Q rating. He has. Let's see if we can build something with him as a player general manager and then a good head coach. Rather than trying to start from scratch, you don't know who your next quarterback is going to be. Everyone thinks they can pick the next quarterback. We see how that's working out in Jacksonville. I think that's the safer bet. And to put the pressure, not the pressure, but to invest in Russell Wilson, to double down on him going forward at 33 years old in the league where you can play longer and longer, versus a coach who, you know, he loves it. He has a youthfulness about him. But come on, you're 70 years old. How many more years in the tank do you have left? Guys, thanks for taking the call so much. Happy New Year. We're going to keep it going into 2022.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the support, Andre. We do appreciate you. 877-99 on Fox.
Cameron in Indiana, you're in the Odd Couple. What you got, buddy?
Yeah, hey, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, so I got a couple of things for you. Well, let's say you find a trading partner for us. If you have Pete there, are you guys still going to consider the problem solved or unsolved? What you're looking at, Russ wants what, essentially? More control of the offense? So you bring in somebody new, I mean, isn't Pete still technically going to be a problem? So I think you got to ask them.
I don't know. I mean, are you saying Pete would like to run the football more than throw, and Russ wants to throw it? Let Russ cook. That was the rub. They've had a lot of success. They've gone to the playoffs almost every year. They've gone to two Super Bowls. Are you saying that you want to fire Pete Carroll straight out?
I mean, I'd say trade Russell away and fire Pete Carroll. I mean, either way, the last dude's saying that he's, 70 now? So, I mean, you're looking at – he's up there. So I don't really see a long-term future for either of them. So either way, it doesn't look stable to me. So you got to do both. So I'd ask them both.
That's fine. I get it. Clean house. Get rid of the coach and the quarterback.
Well, the thing is, they got Russ's guy, the guy that he wanted as an offensive coordinator. Shane Waldron was the guy that Russ kind of handpicked to be the offensive coordinator. So it's not like the organization hasn't acquiesced to him. It's just not working out. Jeff in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Jeff
in Virginia.
All right,
let's go to John in Olympia. You're on the Odd Couple.
I say let the guy go. Drop the cap on him.
You mean
let
Russell Wilson?
Go.
Russell. Okay, let him go. Go ahead. Let me hear why.
Because he can't cook anything. Let him go. Drop the cap. Find the defense. Find the defense. Spend the money on other people. We're not going to win with him here.
I will say my thing is if you are not going, if you're not a type of quarterback that is going to solve all the problems. Aaron Rodgers, his offensive lineman, you don't know any of them. Bakhtiari's hurt. His replacement gets hurt. His replacement gets hurt. Doesn't matter. Aaron Rodgers is just trucking on down
the
field.
Which is unbelievable.
But
right?
To me, but same thing with the Tom Brady. Like, for all those years that he was in New England, the cast of characters around him was rotating in and out. But consistently year in, year out, the Aaron Rodgers type guy, you're seeing the same result, right? You're seeing year in, year out success. You haven't seen that, in my estimation, with Russell Wilson in the same exact way. I don't know. I'd like to see the NFL, I'd like to see the NFL kind of like come back a little bit on some of these salaries. Like, Baker Mayfield's the next guy up. If he makes the next $40, $50 million contract, the Browns are done. They can't pay. Like,
dude, there's so much money. I can't get with you. I mean, the owners are making hand over fist. The players are just, they're just getting their percentage more.
No,
that's
I'm
how
talking
much money's
well,
out
well,
there.
Well, you want to talk about getting rid of the salary cap, and then I can have a conversation about that. But as long as your salary is taking up a piece of a pie of a great of, and
but,
there's only so much, your salary is part of a whole.
Like, yeah, but Aaron, that's like phony. That's a phony
it,
system.
All right, but it is the system
owners.
That it's a system under which we play the game.
I understand.
So that's the
phony.
System under which
it's
I'm
phony.
Going to go ahead and no, it's not phony because it's real. It's real right now. That's part of the reason why you can't pay a quarterback X amount of dollars because you're not going to be able to pay the rest of your team.
Why? They pay Russell Wilson. That's what they paid him.
All right, Rob. Well, I don't understand. I don't know if you understand the fundamentals of capitalism, and then
yes.
How the salary cap is anti-capitalist. But I don't know what you want me to say.
I'm against.
If you pay
the
your quarterback
cap.
$40 million, you fundamentally only have X amount of dollars from the rest of your salary cap to pay the rest of your team. That's how the NFL salary structure works. So whether you think it's wrong or right, that's just how it works. So that's what I'm saying. I think I would like to see either the salary cap go away or some of the – unless you are a guy that is able to solve all the problems for your organ, for your team on the field, like Aaron Rodgers, like a Tom Brady, like a Drew Brees was in his prime, then I don't think we should be offering quarterbacks that amount of money. I don't know.
Okay. You've got another issue going on. I mean, I don't know what to do. I get it, but that's not up to the quarterback. That's for the team – to make those decisions, and a lot of them don't. They just pay Matthew Stafford with no playoff wins, and the Lions was the highest paid player in the league, Martin.
And then maybe he shouldn't have been the highest paid player in the league. The Lions shouldn't have paid him as the highest paid player in the league. But the reason that he had to be is because of the way the salary structure exists in the NFL today. I'm not understanding what you don't get. Like what you don't like about it.
I just don't like the salary cap, but I'm not blaming the players. I blame then let those guys go, but they won't do it. All right. You know what we got coming up. Are you ready? Coming up next, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. That's right, Martin Weiss. You'll get to be waxed by me in this game. I can't wait. All right. It's time for Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
All right, so this is also my first time doing Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, so this will be fun.
Come on, Bo, you'll be good. Let's
yes,
do it.
Yes, Alex knows nothing of sports, so I believe the way it works is
you can't be worse than Michigan's defense tonight.
Rob and Martin are going to go back and forth giving Alex one-word clues, and he will have to guess the answer.
Cleveland Browns.
I think we're going to start with Martin just because no one should have to watch what's going on in this Michigan game right now. So the first question for Alex here is Alabama's nickname is the Alabama Crimson what?
The one word clue I will give is water.
Water.
They were just on TV. I feel like
don't
you should
talk
know
to
this.
Him. After you give your clue, step back. He doesn't know.
I think
sports.
I know what you're leading to, Martin, and is that Tide?
It is tied.
It is tied.
I was going to say detergent. I was wondering if that would have helped.
That was what I was going to use too.
Me too.
All right. So the next one here. This quarterback attended Michigan before being drafted in the sixth round of the NFL draft.
So is it
the Loat?
Oh, that's got to be Tom Brady.
Yeah. I love it. Everybody calls him that now. That's my moniker.
All right, this next one. This next one should be pretty easy for Alex here. It's tailored for him.
I'm ready.
Yes, it is. I'm looking at this.
Michigan shares its mascot with this famous member of the X-Men.
Martin.
One word. Bubs.
Oh gosh.
What?
Werewolves.
Come on.
Werewolf.
No. Rob.
Is werewolves even a member? I figured you would know all the X-Men.
The X-Men.
You'd be surprised. I'm more of an anime over superheroes.
Did you hear my clue?
No. Say it again.
Sideburns.
Wolverine.
Yeah!
I thought that you would have known that Wolverine called everybody Bubs.
Did he?
I guess. That's what happens when you think, I guess.
This is a route. This is Michigan, Georgia. This is a route.
This member of the Cleveland Browns was on Georgia's last team to make an appearance in the national title game.
I don't think that this is a fair question. How is he supposed to know the member of the Cleveland Browns? He doesn't even know the name of the Crimson Tide.
That is true.
Fat.
Boeheim. That just came to mind.
Yes. This is a tough one. There's no way he's going to get the full name of this
guy. Can I get a first or last name, Teasbo?
Yeah, let me give my clue first, and then
I need a hint.
Let me give my clue. Okay. Barkley.
I'm not sure how that's supposed to help me, Rob.
Barkley. Well, listen to what Martin said and what I said.
Oh, what's his name? Chubb, right?
Yeah!
I'll take it.
That doesn't count as a victory for Rob.
Yes, we'll take it.
That doesn't count as a point for Rob.
Let's go. We're running out of time. All right. One more. Let's give it
Which fictional
one.
Character?
It's 3-1, right? What is it?
Yeah.
No, it's 2-up. Because it doesn't count as a point for you. I got tied. You got Tom Brady. And then no one got 3-4. That's
no, I got
be the
Wolverine.
Score.
What are you talking about? I'm winning.
Which fictional character from this early 90s or from an early 90s movie played for Alabama?
Yeah, you go first then, Parker.
It's your go.
You know, I went first the first four times. This game is rigged.
All right.
He was running. That's my clue. I don't care if it's three words.
No, one word.
You got this game rigged. I'll play by my own damn rules.
No, it doesn't
he
go like that.
He was running is my clue.
We allowing that one, Rev?
Running?
Yes, that's what I said. I was running.
No,
life's like a box of chocolates.
There you
I'm
go.
Going Forrest on that one. Give me Gump.
Yes.
Boom. I get that point. You better ding that bell.
You cheated. All right. We ran out of time. We're going to do one more. Let's do one more.
Let's do one more real quick. Which bowl game is referred to as the granddaddy of them all?
There we go.
I don't know. I just hear Rob's music.
Yes.
110 North. That's my.
That's your clue. Yeah,
110 North.
Martin,
the 110 North is a thing. It's one word. It's one word. I'm sorry.
Is it?
Yes.
I have no
idea. All right, it's all over. I'm the winner. Let's hear it. Pump it up.
Turn this off. This is madness.
Yes.
What type of scam game is this? You know what? I refuse. I want a recount.
No
I demand
recount.
The recount. Go Rob to the electoral
Parker.
Colleges. Count them back up. Rob Parker's a fraud. This is fake
hey,
news.
Too
I,
bad.
I refuse
hey, it is
to
the
lose.
Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. Yes, I'm winning again.
Throw
we'll
the red challenge flag. Bill Vinovich missed the call. Nikhil Roby called an interference with Tommy Lee Lewis
this
in the end zone.
Stick and stay on Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.